This is Brighton Station. It's a busy station. Many passengers travel up to London every day from here. I'm going to talk to one or two of the passengers now. Let's talk to you first of all, please. Can I ask, you travel on the train very often?
Not very much. Only occasionally from where we live in the country to London.
Where do you originally come from?
Switzerland. French speaking.
How do British trains compare with Swiss trains?
Well, the Swiss trains are very clean, on time, and always at the same hour, each hour, which is very, very convenient. They're expensive, but so are they in England. Expensive.
Are British trains getting better?
No, worse.
Oh, dear. Here's a gentleman. So, where are you from?
Australia.
What do you think of our rail service?
Seems fairly good. The trains seem reasonably clean and reasonably on time, so that's all right.
How do they compare with Australian trains?
A fair bit better, I think.
How have you found the British Rail staff?
Fairly friendly, yeah, most of the time.
Splendid, thank you very much.
That's all right.
Madam, could I have a quick word? Where are you from?
Well, I live in England, actually. I've lived here for 11 years, but I'm from Holland originally. So, by comparison, I think British Rail is just appalling.
What's wrong with British Rail?
It doesn't run on time. It breaks down half the time. You just can't rely on it. Trains are dirty.
Have you experience of other railways around the world?
France, Holland. I think that's about it. I've travelled in Portugal a bit, but not very much.
And British Rail doesn't?
It doesn't compare favourably to any of those.
And turning to you, do you think BR is doing quite a good job?
I think so, yes. I don't come from this country, so I'm just here for 4 weeks.
Where are you from?
Norway.
And how does British Rail compare with Norwegian railways?
I think it's pretty much the same.
Do you think there's anything we can do to improve the railway service?
I think they're quite dirty at times.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your opinion. Sir, can I ask you, how often do you travel on British Rail?
Well, during the week I use it every day to go to work, but not around here. I travel from Lewisham to the centre of London during the week.
So you are a commuter?
I suppose so, yes, a short distance commuter, yes.
How long does that journey take?
About 20 minutes, generally, yes.
Do the trains normally run to time?
They're normally fairly on time, but what annoys me most about that particular route and that particular service is that it's vastly overcrowded in the mornings. It really is immensely overcrowded and dangerously overcrowded.
So can't you get a seat?
Certainly not. Never, ever in the morning can you get a seat from Lewisham into the centre of London.
So how many people are standing in the carriages
As many as will squash in, and that's what's dangerous about it. In the light of what happened at Clapham Junction about 2 to 3 years ago, it really is appalling that that is allowed to continue.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for talking to us. Sir, if I could just interrupt you for a second, you're reading your newspaper.
That's right.
Have you just come off the train?
I have, yes.
Where was your journey?
A journey from Clapham Junction to Brighton, where I live. I live here.
Right, so that's from London to Brighton. Is that a journey you regularly make?
Yes, every day.
Right, so you are a commuter.
I am indeed, yes.
How do you find the service?
In the morning, good. In the evening, less good.
What's wrong with the service in the evening?
Not always reliable. Often late.
How long does the journey take?
The journey to work takes me about an hour and 15 minutes.
Do you always get a seat on my journey?
Yes, I make sure I do.
How do you do that?
In the morning, in Brighton you always get a seat anyway in the morning. In the evening I tend to cheat and sometimes sit in the first class compartment when I shouldn't. But I do.
Your secret's safe with me. And no names.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You.